Heart and Body Extract.
Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the name of the show. Coming up, we're going to talk about reluctant heroes. Not the real kind, the fake movie kind. Although we could use some reluctant heroes these days, couldn't we? We're also going to dive into, sadly, Mother Nature. Once again, 5 dead in Oklahoma, wild tornado outbreak there. It is an area where they're known to have a lot of tornadoes, but still, doesn't matter when they tell you, you know, if you live out here, there is a chance of tornadoes. It never ceases to amaze me how people are caught so off guard, and it's not their fault. The warning systems still aren't quite there, and I don't know if they'll ever get there. It's gotten better, but tough to predict those tornadoes. The right conditions happened, and sure enough, sadly, giant hail, golf ball size hail, baseball size hail, and it wreaked havoc with a lot of lives there, where one side of the street's a mess, the other doesn't look like much happened. A trailer is flying in the air. People feel their cars almost like they're lifting off. That's what it's like when the tornado strikes. And it didn't hit just Oklahoma, there were parts of Kansas as well. Many of you know what I'm talking about for sure. How bad will the spill get in the Gulf? That is all the water cooler buzz, my friends. That's all anybody is talking about. I'm telling you, forget the whole immigration thing and what's going on in Arizona. Yes, there was conversation there. And yes, what about this Elena Kagan, another New Yorker who has Chicago ties to Barack Obama, 50 years old, could be that legacy, one of the legacy picks for President Obama. Will it be a smooth sail into the confirmation for her, or will it get a little bit stormy? You've got midterm elections, and it might just get a little bit ugly for Kagan. I don't think so, though, because I think that it was probably going to be worse for Sotomayor. I could be wrong. There are some things that she could be attacked on, and she's not a judge, and it's been 40 years since somebody who had no experience with the gavel was actually put on the court. But I think she'll get through. It'll be rough, but I think she's probably going to get through. In the meantime, ooh, the stock market was huge. After all those down, horrific days last week and the fat finger mistake where some idiot apparently hit a B for billions and for a trade instead of an M for millions. And yeah, speaking of backups, and there was no backup. So, oh, well, we just crashed the market a little bit and see how it bounces back. The Dow had a good turnaround, 400 plus on a Monday. How about that? 400 plus. A lot of this is because of the $1 trillion that was pledged to help the EU or the Eurozone for the Euro plan. I'll explain if it sounds like gobbledygook to you. Just a whole bunch of money went in to help contain Europe's debt. How's that? The debt crisis. So that means it's going to reassure investors, and that means you probably see a decent bounce on the, I'll call it a bounce on the stock market, and that's exactly what happened, because it was just last time around that the markets plummeted after all that fear over Greece's debt problems, and then Spain with 20% unemployment, and Portugal and Italy and all of that. So the Dow on Thursday was ridiculous. 1,000 points late in the day, and then it recovered. So this was a good day for many of you who might have some stocks, or you might just have a 401k and you're concerned about what the market's doing. You should be, because you know, it's gambling, but it's gambling with your future. And if you've got a decent one, you're going to want it to be full of as much cash as you can possibly get by the time you retire. Because you can, depending on your age, you almost can forget about Social Security. I mean, really, that's what we're set up at this point to look like, for sure. So I can't wait to get to those reluctant heroes. I was going to give you a little preview, but I'm not even going to do that. We'll get there, I promise. We'll get to the reluctant heroes. Right here from the get-go, though, let's take our leadoff man in the great state of Texas, Tom. Hey, Tom, what's shaking in your neck of the woods?
Hey, how you doing tonight?
Good.
Hey, listen, I didn't get to nominate my mother for Mother's Day. I want Marie Barone.
Marie Barone, so you like Everybody Loves Raymond. She didn't take any crap.
And another question I got. That ferry boat, was that made by Toyota?
But I'm pumped. That was good. You're better than Al tonight on this show. Yeah, I'll tell you, it's ridiculous. It's like a nightmare. It happened again. Same boat, same thing. Crazy. Do you even want to get on that if you go to New York? Yeah.
I ain't going to get on it. But anyway, let's talk about the oil field. You know, if they'd let them keep fishing for them shrimp, they would never have to buy no Westin oil. They'd just take them out of the water, throw them in skillet.
That's right. It'll clean itself off. Don't worry about it. We'll just throw them up there.
Fry it right up with a little natural oil.
There you go.
And that guy that's on the bottle? Yeah, I was hitting the bottle the other day, but it was at about 1,000 meters off.
1,000 meters off?
Yeah, off, you know, over yonder.
Exactly.
I
we have to explain.
I got a little rust off the musket, so I'll stretch it out there a little further next time, I reckon.
Yeah, I gotcha. Hey, speaking of that, speaking of hitting the bottle, you know what? Somebody said to me the strongest thing that they ever had was Mad Dog. What is it? Mad Dog 121?
Mad Dog 2020.
Mad Dog 2020. Is that stuff the strongest stuff out there? You got to be kidding me.
It's 20% alcohol. I used to have a landlord. That's all he drank.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, then it probably didn't matter about your rent because he was probably seeing double by the time he asked for it, right?
All he ever said, well, I'm just sitting around snapping and popping. Yeah, if you want some good stuff, get some of that stuff with a worm in the bottom south of the border. That'll put hair on your head.
Yeah, a little tequila. I got you, Tommy. All right, man, you take care.
Yeah, y'all have a good one.
All right, you too. It's funny about tequila in saying that. Patron, I was somewhere the other day. I don't even remember where it was, but someone was talking about Patron and how much Patron is. And probably Tommy sounds like the authority on some booze, but that's probably some of the strongest, most expensive stuff that you can get on the market. We have to turn to our young liquor store lad. That would be Matt. Matt, do you know much about tequila?
I know some things.
Okay, so have you ever swallowed the worm?
No, I have not.
It's supposed to be good luck when you swallow the worm.
I haven't had a lot of tequila that have the worm in it.
Yeah, it's expensive stuff that they put the worm in now.
Apparently. I've had, there's a coffee-flavored Patron that I've had that's actually quite tasty.
Yeah, Patron is good.
Yeah, definitely.
Or so I'm told.
You haven't tried it?
No, I have tried
it. I was going to say, you live in Tejas.
Click, there goes all our teetotalers. We just lost half the audience to George Norrie. They're going to go to the spaceships and talk about the aliens instead.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
If you have enough tequila, you can see your own aliens.
That's true. Just a few shots and you're in the backyard and you can see all kinds of things, I'm sure of it. Man, what a way to start this hour. Okay, coming up, we are going to fill in the blanks on the top hat that's coming up to contain the Gulf oil, some of that stuff, and then jump to the reluctant heroes as well. So hang with us.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow Pillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, My Pillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose except poor sleep? Go to MyPillowShop.com, mention coupon code GCN, and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. My Pillow for the rest of your life.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time. The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now, foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
Going to go to our mailbag. If you shoot me an email and it's worthwhile, we'll read it here on America Tonight. AmericaTonight.net. That's where you can send it. And if you go to the website, actually, you can check out Blunder of the Day. It's Keith Hernandez. Do you believe it? Hall of Fame baseball player, now Mets announcer, falls asleep in the middle of an extra innings game against the Giants. They had to wake him up. Excuse me, dude, there's a game going on? Maybe he ate the worm, I don't know. Maybe it was tequila, I'm not sure. Let's go to Stu, who's listening to us in Kentucky. Hey, Stu.
Yeah, Matt's starting to act like my wife. I call him, he goes, oh, no.
He did.
I'm going to hurt my feelings there. And I'm telling Matt, listen, you know, I don't care if you eat the worm, you really don't remember much about it. Because you got to be pretty drunk to eat the worm anyway.
Yeah, I agree with you.
You know what I mean? In my younger days, I've done some stupid stuff like eat goldfish, live goldfish, things like that. That was dumb, too. But, you know, anyway, because speaking of Patron, I've got a quiz for you.
Uh-huh.
A trivia question. Who owns Patron?
Oh, God, I should know this question. My cousin, who's a big Patron drinker in Houston.
Wait. How did you get so rich? It's on there.
It's what?
The guy, he was on How'd You Get So Rich with Joan Rivers last week. I watched it.
Oh, I have no idea. Who is it?
The guy that is the co-founder of Paul Mitchell.
Oh, gosh, and I saw a little clip of it, the hair guy.
Yes. John something. He's part owner. Oh, that's there. He's full on. That blew me away, man. I was like, I didn't know. I'm not much of a tequila drinker, so I said before, I kind of like Sam's blended whiskey from Canada.
Yeah, Patron is Patron is expensive. That Grand Platinum is like $190 a bottle.
They said on that Five Against the Rich because they were $75 to $500 a bottle.
Yeah.
That's yeah, why I'm not a scotch drinker, because I'm not going to spend that kind of money. I'm grateful that I spent $50 on a half a gallon of Crown Royal, so, you know.
Yeah, that's too. That's pretty rich. I agree.
Yeah, I don't, with Obamanomics, I don't make that kind of money.
Obamanomics. Gotcha.
You get what I'm saying?
I do get what you're saying.
That was just, you know, pretty much it. I was just kind of, I heard that about Patron. I was like, they don't know who makes that. And I was shocked, Matt, you know, college kid, Minnesota, never ate the worm.
I know, that's weak. That is weak.
What a wimp. I like Matt. I thought he was a tough guy there in the studio.
Yeah.
Oh, he's getting ready to chime in. He wants to, don't he?
I know. Yeah. I'm thinking, who is the tougher? Is it Donovan or is it Matt?
I'm going to go with Donovan now, man. There's no
I might
doubt.
Too.
But I told him, I said, you know, when you get so drunk to eat the worm, it's kind of like, you know, you go home and next morning you wake up, you realize you ate the worm and you realize what you end up going home with.
You
don't want
any
deals. You know, all the girls get prettier at closing time.
That's
the drinks
terrible.
Go down easier. Thanks, Kate.
All right, thanks, Stu. That was pretty funny. I didn't know that about Patron. So you never know what you're going to learn here on America Tonight, all the important stuff, like the liquor things. So I'm sure there are some officials at BP that are dying to tilt a few back with trying to plug up this ridiculous, I shouldn't say ridiculous, but crazy oil spill, because now we're talking about 4 million gallons. And at this point, what's crazy is the finger pointing. The oil executives, that's what everybody heads for the exits when they look for the person to blame. So Halliburton is expected to describe a failure on Tuesday, because they're going to have these hearings, to place a cement plug within the well before the withdrawal of the what they call the drilling mud that kept gas from escaping. So that's going to be their angle. You've got two oil firms, and that's what's going to happen. You got people from BP, you got people from Halliburton, and the finger pointing is already happening and has been happening since April 20th when that oil rig exploded and started spewing the oil into the Gulf of Mexico. So now we got these Senate hearings on Tuesday where execs from those two companies and Transocean will also be involved, and it's going to be maneuvering and posturing. That's what it's going to be about. I'm sure we'll have it for you. It'll just be a bunch of gobbledygook, no doubt. BP blames the failure for a big set of valves on the seafloor, the blowout preventer, to halt the blowout once it started. So that's what they're saying. Halliburton, like I said, they're going in a different direction. And, of course, the other company, Transocean, is kind of going with the Halliburton thing. And they're pretty much determining that it's BP's fault because of that blowout preventer. And so they're siding up, I guess, if you will. But who knows how the day will prove out. This is a layup. Anybody who starts to, pardon the pun, drill the oil executives over the oil rig Deepwater Horizon, you know, they get some tube time, and it's just going to be a hearing about why didn't we have backups in place. You could almost replace the players with what was discussed with the mines. I mean, I hate to say it, but that's exactly what it'll be like. So it'll be a couple of hours for sure about that, and then, you know, the blame game thing will go round and round like a wicked game of Twister, and no one really accepts full responsibility. And I'm sure their lawyers are telling them do not accept responsibility other than to say that, you know, we're cleaning it up, we're doing whatever we can, that sort of thing. So that's where we're at. It's not capped. They're talking about the box. They still haven't put the box over. They're trying to make it fit and talking about the top hat that you have to put on it so that it works and you don't have the crystallization of the gas that happened with the dome, because they can't, there's nothing they can do with that. They're throwing everything at this. That's the bottom line. If you have a suggestion, shoot it to BP. How would you cap it off? Shredded tires, golf balls. I'm serious. It's really at that point now. They are throwing darts at the dartboard, basically, right? That's exactly what they're doing. All right, I said we were going to head to the mailbag, and we are going to do that here in just a second. And we're going to do also the whole reluctant hero deal. But first, let's go to Betty in Kentucky. Hey, Betty.
Yes, the oil spill. There hasn't been anything said about actually what caused it, and I'm wondering if maybe it was some kind of sabotage, a political sabotage. Somebody could have been paid to go on there and mess something up, and then they leave, and they don't really care about all the lives that were lost. I mean, that's a possibility. Another thing is, if these oil companies can't have the technology to prevent this stuff from happening, what would happen if that was a nuclear energy plant? So if they can't figure out ways to prevent accidents, then we definitely don't need nuclear energy. Another thing, if our border is open for the Mexicans to come here, then their border needs to be open for us to go there.
Betty, well said. You had an agenda. It was like a to-do list. Thanks for the call. Okay, so Betty is saying nuclear energy, in talking about that, then why should we have nuclear energy if there's not systems in place? And you're right. The problem is with this rig blast, and they still haven't had an official cause. It is a gas. Methane gas is what they believed that caused this. And conspiracy entrepreneurs, it does sound good to say that somebody snuck in almost like a James Bond movie and tried to screw with us, and it would be a shrewd political move, but I don't buy that. I think it was an accident, but a stupid accident in the sense that there wasn't any backup in play here. Accidents can still happen, for goodness sakes, but I think that there weren't strict enough regulations, so whose fault is that? And I would say the same. I would agree with Betty. The nuclear energy, you want to make sure that there's backups in play here, too. Otherwise, you end up in the same situation. And touche, or bravo. How about some applause for Betty? I mean, screw it, Felipe Calderon. If you're saying, stay away from Arizona, Mexican nationals, because they're such evil people with their strict immigration law, that's right. Open both sides of the border. And if we want to just stroll over there and just squat down and make a living there, I don't think I was going in a different direction with that, then let's just be able to do that. And the answer is most of us don't want to go there. It's a third world country. And unless you have a ton of do-re-mi or you're one of these people who've retired well, and a lot of those people are doing that, that's the people who are retiring some of them to Mexico, but to beautiful places like the Mexican Riviera and that kind of stuff, not to some of the areas along the border. That's where all the danger is, of course. Stay with us. We're talking about reluctant heroes next, and we'll hit up that mailbag.
Are you prepared? Well, you need to be hardcore prepared. There is a difference. To be hardcore prepared, equip yourself with the latest survival gear available at TacTownGear.com. All TacTown gear has been field tested by Canadian and U.S. forces, so you know it's tough. What kind of gear? 72-hour survival kits as low as $55. Holsters for $21. Ankle holsters as low as $40. Flashlights, knives, binoculars, sleeping bags, boots, weapons, accessories, and much more available only at TacTownGear.com. Order now and receive free shipping and a free gift on orders over $175. Need more? Receive free shipping, a free gift, and a 10% discount on orders over $250. Visit TacTownGear.com right now for your preparedness needs. That's TACTownGear.com. TacTownGear.com. Or call TacTown Gear at 418-844-9111. Again, that's 418-844-9111.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Times are tough, and you gotta stretch that dollar. A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at DoobleyShoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff. New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more. All with factory warranties, just like you get from a retail chain. Except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions. You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase. Doobly will give you an instant $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher, usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world. Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com. Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com. That's D-U-B-L-I Shoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
Beyond compare, with flaming locks of auburn hair, with ivory skin and eyes of emerald green.
All right, coming up here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, we're going to talk about reluctant heroes. But before we hit on that hard topic, we're going to run to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Ooh, sweet. We do have mail. All right, this one's from Brian. Yo, Kate, I got to say this oil spill is making me sick. I'm with you. Drill, baby, drill. It's the way it is. We are as Americans, thirsty for the product, and we don't have the alternatives right now at our fingertips, certainly. How many possibilities are there for the electric car? I thought it was interesting, and I'll be curious to hear more about the car you mentioned coming from China, and we will have more on that car when we talk to the CEO of Green Automotive coming up later this week. And I did ride, and it was a really interesting experience for me. I mean, I've been in electric cars before, but there was something about it that, I don't know, the feel of it, I guess, with the leather seats and the easy way to charge the car, too, I thought was pretty cool and made it user-friendly should this go in wide release in the United States. But remember, when you first come in, you get 10,000 until you pass the ropes, the crash test. It's kind of like the smart car. They haven't passed it either yet at this point. But we'll be talking about that, rest assured, in the next 2 days. We can't get off of oil right now. We can't do it. There's no way. We don't have the alternatives in play. And in a lot of our states, we don't have the opportunities to take the vast public transportation alternatives they have in the East Coast and in some other cities. And you might have it. You might have buses, and you might be able to do that, in fact, where you are, even if you're in a small town. But there will be a lot of people that wouldn't be able to do that. Or the HOV lanes go unused for the most part because you don't have people with the same working schedules, and it makes it pretty tough. All right, here's one from Patricia, easy for me to say, Patricia Duncan. Hello, I've been listening to America Tonight now for the past 5 months, and I have to say I do get a chuckle out of a lot of the things you talk about. Especially, I really like it when you do news you can abuse, but you don't always do it. Tell me why. Because it gets old, it gets stale if it's every night I'm doing the same thing in a row. I hate that. I hate when you do something over and over again. There are features that are fun, and I like that feature, and we do it a lot. But I think sometimes you need the element of surprise, and sometimes you have to put things back in the closet, if it were, or as it were, if you get my drift. And a lot of times things get stale. It's like the comedian that tells the same punchline over and over again. Ooh. And you see him a couple years later, it's the same jokes, only the names have been changed. Yeah, that's happened to me. I won't name the comedian, but I've seen this one comedian who I thought was pretty funny when he first came out, and he's doing the same recycled jokes. Lame. Lame, I tell you. All right, speaking of that, so you can send me your thoughts at americatonight.net. There were others. We'll get to them in our next upcoming shows, I promise you. If you sent me an email, don't be disillusioned. But we want to get to Reluctant Heroes. Here with a little preview of a few Reluctant Heroes, let her roll.
Just once, like a regular, normal Christmas. Nah. Christmas tree. Little turkey. But no! Yippee-ki-yay.
Get off my lawn. Did you hear me? I said get off my lawn now.
Okay, give me a smooch for good luck. I might not make it back.
Is this a dream? No. I thought not. If it were, there'd be rum.
I love you.
I know.
Nobody calls me Lebowski. You got the wrong guy. I'm the dude, man.
All right, they are some good Reluctant Heroes. Do you know who all the people were that were just in those clips? I think we had Clint Eastwood in one with the Get Off My Lawn. I want to say that was Gran Torino. Then I heard Bruce Willis. I liked him in Unbreakable, but I don't think that was an Unbreakable clip. I think it was Die Hard, if I'm correct in that. Matt, what were some of the others?
You are correct. It was Die Hard, and then we also had
Big Lebowski.
The Big Lebowski, the dude from The Big Lebowski.
I love
Han
that
Solo.
Movie.
Captain Jack Sparrow from Pirates of the Caribbean.
Ooh.
And Gran Torino. I think there was another one I'm missing, but I don't remember what it was now.
Oh, that's nice. If you know what we were missing, call us. I'll send you the messenger. Because I don't know what it was, but I'd have to play it again so we can hear it. That's a challenge to anyone out there. If you can name that clip, 800-259-5791. I'm serious. I will send you a copy of Woody Harrelson's The Messenger. Let it roll.
Just once. Like a regular, normal Christmas. Nah. Christmas tree. Little turkey. But no. Yippee-ki-yay.
Get off my lawn. Did you hear me? I said get off my lawn now.
Okay, give me a smooch for good luck. I might not make it back.
Is this a dream? No. I thought not. If it were, there'd be rum.
I love you.
I know.
Nobody calls me Lebowski. You got the wrong guy. I'm the dude, man.
All right, I think I know the one. I'm not going to say. We'll see if anyone calls in. 800-259-5791. Otherwise, we will tell you for sure. I'm thinking of other Reluctant Heroes, and I'm thinking like Sarah Connor and the Terminator, certainly dragged kicking and screaming into that. Also, Ripley from Aliens would make my list because, you know, forget it, I'll die instead and save you as a result of that. Iron Man is what brought this up because Iron Man is a huge hit, and certainly Robert Downey Jr. is a reluctant hero as Iron Man, and it strikes a chord with people. I think there's something about that. The guy or the woman, it's usually men but not always, who doesn't really be in that situation, but you could really stretch the boundaries of reluctant hero now that I think about it. And it could be even like Erin Brockovich, or it could be because of what she did to help people who were being contaminated. And, you know, Julia Roberts played her in that movie. Or it could be,
I was thinking like Michael Corleone from The Godfather.
Because he saved his father and the whole deal.
Well, he didn't really want to be part of the family mafia, so to speak, and then he's kind of becomes the head of it. You know?
Yeah, that's stretching the boundaries of hero.
I know, but it's a hero to the people in his community.
Yes, John Gotti was a hero in real life, but he had a lot of people killed.
It doesn't have to be like the hero in a sense. Trust me, it works.
Okay, it works. I guess it does work in a sense. In your mind, if you manipulate it that way.
I think a lot of people will agree with me.
Hero. What is the definition of hero? It's somebody who saves something, right? It's somebody who stands up against the man, against the machine, against the enemy, that kind of stuff. Like, George C. Scott playing Patton. That would be...
Yeah, but we were talking about reluctant
hero.
Yeah,
he's not a reluctant hero. I don't think he's a reluctant hero.
What about
Tommy
Gavin from Rescue Me?
Oh, I love Tommy Gavin. So, of course, anything that Dennis Leary does, I'm going to say yes, absolutely. You can tag him as a reluctant hero. And that's a good one. And some people would say that stretches the boundaries, too, because he's kind of... He does have this creepy side for some people. I like him. I like that character. But I think there are people that would say that, yeah, not so much. And there are probably a slew of other reluctant heroes. You might have one. You can throw in your 2 cents at americatonight.net or 800-259-5791. And like I said, the reason we were thinking about reluctant hero is because I'm fascinated by the Iron Man deal and how it's done so well at the box office. People are just drawn to his character, and I don't know, I bet you money if I dug up an interview with any of the people that were in that movie, they might have thought it was fun to make it, and not that you're ever betting against that your movie's going to do well, but I don't know that they would have said it would have been the big, tremendous hit it is. I think as Americans, we like the reluctant hero. We like the guy who's not always the obvious hero, right? Because there's something about that. There's something about somebody who rises up from, you know, whatever their situation is, and whether it's art imitating life or whatever. I'm just thinking Charlize Theron played the woman in North Country, if you've ever seen that movie. And she was a reluctant hero because that really opened up the door for all kinds of things with discrimination. And she was right in what happened to her. But it was really rough. You could tell. And I think the movie even pushed it off lightly compared to how deep they could have gone with that. So I think she would be a reluctant hero. And there are a ton of other roles that would fall into that, because a reluctant hero is the opposite, the hero who refuses the adventure or the ability to move beyond what they call the status quo. It's typically portrayed as an ordinary person, or, you know, that suddenly they're thrust into extraordinary circumstances and they have to rise, become the hero, or a person with extraordinary abilities who has the desire to avoid using it for the benefit of others. Interesting. Stay with us.
Global, environmental, energy, technology. It sounds scary, doesn't it?
Well, it could be if you're a Bilderberger.
Because this amazing invention is really all about making clean energy very affordable for everyone. We call it GEET. Now, thanks to a worldwide grassroots intervention, the suppression of GEET is over and its inventor is free again to share it with you. Paul Pantone, inventor of the GEET fuel processor, only has a few openings remaining for the U.S. GEET dealership training program. You can be personally trained by Paul to become a GEET dealer from May 17th through the 21st, or from June 21st through the 25th. For details, go to GEETInternational.com or send an email to paul@GEET.nl. Do it now, because when Paul has his 100 dealers, the U.S. school will close. Go to GEETInternational.com or email paul@GEET.nl.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gussets got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Oh, my sinuses! They feel like they'll explode!
Sinus pressure, sinus headaches that keep you up at night. You've struggled for years. You've tried everything to get relief, but your sinus distress just keeps coming back and robbing you of the healthy life you deserve. Sound familiar? Well, you're not alone. Statistics show that 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress. Fact is, 67 products merely treat the symptoms and don't get to the cause of your sinus problem. Now there's a solution that's safe and doctor-recommended. SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray. It's the only patent-protected nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of your sinusitis. No alcohol, no rebound congestion, no drug interactions, and easy to use. Don't go another day just treating symptoms. Take control of your sinus health now and get SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray and get the relief you deserve. Go to buysinofresh.com. That's B-U-Y, sinofresh.com. Or call 888-906-3636. Breathe easy. Breathe free. Get SinoFresh today. It works.
If you feel it, see it, give it today. If you can't, then it doesn't matter anyway. You will never understand it, cause it happens to that. And it feels so good, it's like walking the glass.
Of reluctant heroes, who did we forget? I can't believe nobody picked this up, but it was Iron Man. It was a clip from Iron Man after we were talking about the reason that we were talking about reluctant heroes, or just thought about it, is because of this movie creating such a stir that in part two, where a lot of times those sequels are blowing up on people, this sequel has soared so far, and I think it's because of how brilliantly Downey plays that type of character, or has played this type of character. You know, there's that doubt period when they first jump into the heroism game, and he had that, and then the negative things that happen because of whatever the action is, and then they don't worry about the personal safety. That is definitely that character. And there are a slew of others that we could probably come up with here on the show, like Spider-Man would absolutely be, if you look at the Marvel comics, Spider-Man would fall into that category. And I think I was a big fan at one point when they first came out, the Matrix movies, and Neo would certainly fit into the category of reluctant hero. And it seems as though a couple of people have quickly hit me up here for heroes, and I'll get to that in a second at AmericaTonight.net, AmericaTonight.net, in just a second, and see if you agree or not. I'll give you one here. Robert, he has sent me this one about Sally Field and Norma Rae, when she played Norma Rae. I guess that would count. I can't even remember that movie now that I think about it. I sort of do. And then here's one from Jake, and boy, you guys are coming up with women, probably because I had so many guys. And this one is Karen Silkwood would be a reluctant hero, and Meryl Streep played Silkwood, if you remember. And he goes on to say that Cher won an Academy Award for the best friend role in that movie. Yeah, you know who else was in that movie? Goldie Hawn's boyfriend. Oh, what's his name? I can't even think of it. Kurt Russell. He was in that movie, too. That's an old movie. You're reaching back. But, sure, reluctant hero. Absolutely, those are two women that would absolutely make it. All right, this guy, I don't know what he was thinking about being, but... And this would be another big blunder of the day when you try to make up a cockamamie story that sounds like the dog ate my homework. A passenger had to be detained in the airport in Pakistan, oh shocker, after electrical circuits and batteries were actually found in the soles of his tennis shoes. They're looking into what the components were that could be used and why they were concealed. Faiz Mohammed was arrested at Karachi's International Airport the other night. He's saying he doesn't know what happened here because he's a building constructor who was heading to go to Oman, and he bought the shoes from a market, and he had no idea there were circuits hidden in the soles. Do you believe him or not? So the police are saying they're looking into it. They're not ruling out that he didn't know what shoes he bought. But in looking at the photographs, I should almost post these on the website. It is pretty easy the way they were hidden in this. It was underneath the soles, the batteries. And then there's actually even a little plug-in. You can barely see it on the back of the shoes. And if you were going to attempt to do something sinister, you would think that would be kind of easy to try to detonate those. Remember, it was Richard Reed who came up with that brilliant idea back in 2001. He tried to detonate the explosives hidden in his shoes. It didn't work, and he was caught in the act. Well, in this case, this guy's saying, hey, listen, I wasn't trying to do anything. I just bought some shoes. I had no clue that these were rigged up the way they were. The shoes even had an on-off switch to operate the electronics inside. So is it something more sinister, or is it just simply, I don't know, shoes that were massaging the feet? Hey, this is what everybody has to deal with because of terrorism. At this point, with the crazy and numerous amounts of plots that have been foiled, anything that even looks like a duck, seems like a duck, anything, whatever, the whole thing about quacking like a duck, I'm sorry, boom. You're nailed. There's just no way. And boarding a plane wearing that kind of a shoe, if it was just an innocent thing, stupid. I mean, certainly stupid. They might be innocent shoes, but you could detonate a bomb theoretically with those shoes. So trying to jump on a plane, especially from Pakistan, and getting out of there with those shoes, come on now, Faiz Mohammed. I don't really necessarily buy your story that you got them at the marketplace and you had no clue. Even when they ripped them apart, you can clearly see where you hook things in. He's lying because he couldn't have just grabbed those shoes and had no idea what those shoes were. Come on now. All right, this also would make my list for gaffes. Citigroup is going to pay director Robert Joss $350,000 for 3 weeks of work. Yeah, I'm serious. And the 3 weeks of work, it's because there's all this criticism by the advisory firm that he lacks the independence that's needed to serve on the board. So Josh is this guy, or Joss, is this guy that was part of Wells Fargo and Stanford University and all that other stuff. That's a little bit of his background, so who cares about that? But it just shows you how the rich get richer, right? So we don't like this guy on the board, but we put him there. But, geez, he's going to be here for 3 weeks, so we'll pay him $350,000 because that's what he was supposed to get. Oh, that's nice. So this makes him the best of all consultants. What a contract. He's the highest paid director since the retirement in 2009 of Roberto Ramirez, who was the chair of Banamex Banking in Mexico. And he was reimbursed more than $2 million a year for private air use, security guards, armored cars, an office, a secretary. And with this guy, the consulting payments are also on top of the $225,000 in cash and deferred stock that's given each year to outside board members. What a deal. What a deal. That's incredible. I don't know, Matt. I'm thinking more and more we need to get on some of these boards. Do you know anybody?
We'll have to dig deep into the America Tonight coffers and scrounge something out.
It's crazy. Crazy. $350,000. Just look at that for consulting. Oh, but they didn't want him. So they had to ditch him, and then they got to pay him off, and that's what he was going to get. So they got to pay him with this. All right, and we're going to end on this note because so many people make a big deal about the census. You don't have to fill out the whole thing. Just fill out the first question, and then you're done with it. And, you know, do what you like. But this is sad. A volunteer census worker who made his rounds earlier in the week is now accused of returning to a physically handicapped woman's house this weekend, and he beat her and he raped her. See, this is the thing. Opening the doors for people, you don't know who you're getting, and that's exactly what happened in Indiana. And it's very sad. The neighbors and were terrified by this, and he seemed like a nice guy is what everybody's saying. Don't we hear this? And he didn't seem like you should be afraid of him. He was an ordinary person. And that's just what the woman who opened the door thought, too, and paid the price. Her name's Debbie Bishop. She didn't care about, saying her name, but saying, you know, that he seemed like this great, great guy. And and she's somebody who also encountered him. She wasn't the woman who was the victim, but she encountered him too as well. So it just goes to show you, boy, in the times we live in, not to be paranoid and, you know, give you some ridiculous vibe out there, but just be careful when people represent themselves as one thing or they're soliciting something from you and come into your neighborhood. You never, ever, ever know.
Fasten your seatbelt. It's going to be a bumpy night.
Can you repeat the part of this stuff where you said all about the things?
Idiot! It's simple!
What, are you kidding me?